Let's get Pete Chiarelli on board, the general manager of the Edmonton Oilers, where expectations are high. Peter, good afternoon. Thanks for doing this.
Good morning here, but
yes.
You're welcome.
Very good. Now, listen, after the Rangers made their selection at 21st overall in the recent draft, did you put on running shoes to stay up to the podium so you could say Yamamoto?
Well, we've been watching him quite a bit, kind of figuring he'd be in our range, and we were happy he fell to us. And you know, he's a unique player. So but because of his size, we thought he might fall to us, and he did. So again, very cliche, happy to get him. But seriously, we were very happy to get him.
So does he make your team?
Right now, he's making a strong argument. He's gotten better with better players. He's gotten better progressively against better players. He's making a very strong argument right now.
So, Peter, you know, you've been around the block. Is this a decision that maybe he plays with a young Connor McDavid? Is that a fit? A kid with another relative. Well, we know he's maybe the best player in the game, but that's a tough call.
Well, I mean, if your question is, will he play with Connor? I don't know the answer to that, Doug. He's been real good, and he trades the puck well. He's very, very smart. He's smart in all three zones. He kills penalties. He anticipates.
Right.
So when you make those quick plays and you're smart, like, you're able to play with real good players. He's 155 pounds. He is strong, and he's very sturdy, and he does go into battle areas and figures out how to come out with the puck. But, you know, you have to be careful with players of that size and stature and that age. So,
yeah.
But he's very durable, and he doesn't get hit. He rolls off of checks. He's one of those guys. He's just very elusive.
You know, it doesn't seem too long ago, Peter, that didn't matter what these kids could do at 5'7" or 5'8". I don't know. You just wouldn't go there. How are those conversations in 2017 at your draft table now?
Well, you know, I spent 9 years in a city that the crave size, and then we gave it to him, and rightfully so, and it was a part of a winning formula. So I've got that kind of wired in, and so when you start talking about smaller players, you know, I've got a kind of a instinctive hesitancy to it. The thing that was really attractive about Kyler is that he's very competitive and very smart. So he goes into these battles, and he engages in body contact, but the right way. And not a great comparison, but Torrey Krug, like, very strong base, knew how to learn, but figured out how to win puck battles with his size. Kyler's got that already, so he's got that going for him, and it allows him to succeed so far at this level.
It's always interesting, Peter. You think back to the playoffs last year and Connor. I mean, he was very good, but he was challenged big time in those later playoff rounds. And who plays with him is going to be real, real important for the Oilers come playoff time.
Yeah. Are you alluding to Yamamoto playing with them?
Or no, I'm just alluding to that. I'm sure that's a major conversation.
He's selling hard here, Peter. He's selling hard.
No, I'm just saying it makes it an even bigger decision because playoffs is, you know, that's where it is with you guys now.
You're right, and you know, part of what's, you know, you guys have seen it with Connor. He makes players better for him, yeah, too, and that was his first go around of playoffs, so. You know, he was challenged at times, and you know, part of great players, they figure out a way around these things, and I would expect the same for Connor. But
he will.
Larger scheme line mates, yes, and we have, just like at any point in the preseason, we have discussions on lineups and line combinations and whatnot. It's
I thought you said earlier you didn't.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
but he's you've been part of teams, Doug, I'm sure, where you've had pairs in your lines, yeah. And I have too. So we look at a lot of different things.
When we talk about Yamamoto and the attention that he's drawing, is it pulling away the attention on a guy like Puljujärvi, and where is he with his development? And unfortunately, when you draft top five players and you get impact right away, it's a great thing, and we've seen that the last 2 years. But you guys aren't getting it out of Puljujärvi.
Well, we're not getting he hasn't had an immediate impact.
Yeah,
without question. We're quite content where Jesse is. He's stronger. He's tested better. He's playing a smarter game. He's right now he's being outshone by Kyler, if you want to talk about young right wingers. So we're still in camp here. We're still in a battle, and we'll see where it goes. But right now Kyler's ahead of him.
Pretty exciting though, Peter, that you come in and all of a sudden Connor's first overall, and all of a sudden it's Stanley Cup talk in a hurry. And has that changed how you guys are handling the start of this season? Because there's expectations that have come really fast for you guys.
Well, it's certainly now it's part of my conversation, a significant part of my conversation with Todd, not talking about, hey, let's try and win the Stanley Cup.
Right.
But let's try and deal with these expectations sooner rather than later. Yeah, it comes quick, but teams turn around quickly too. So I guess you take it with the territory. But sure, and then the media obviously helps that. But that's their observations, that's their opinions. So we have to deal with it, but. To be frank, I didn't really expect these expectations right away. But after last year, I knew they were coming based on our performance. I knew that these expectations were coming. So it's a large part of our conversations that I have with Todd.
No question, Peter. The attention is on McDavid and Draisaitl to do what pretty much they did last season. The contracts will follow when they kick in. Draisaitl's already this season, but. There is a ton of pressure on lesser guys that have to find a way to score outside of McDavid and Draisaitl. So who is that? Is that Kajula? Is it Ryan Strome? Who's got the pressure to score outside of those guys?
These guys, I'm looking at my board here right now, and you've got you just look beyond that line, and you've got the Nugent Hopkins, you've got Lucic, you've got Strome, Kajula is a second-year player, and he's got to start scoring, but he's just a second-year player, so he needs some progression there. So usual suspects, depending on where Leon ends up, you've got a lot of different combinations you can look at, and we've got two if they're not on the same line, you've got. Three significant centers that can distribute the puck. So it's right now the scoring I'm not really that concerned with. We lost to Kara and he won't be back for a while. So that's an area that we're working on and we feel is an area that, I'm somewhat satisfied where we are personnel wise, but, it can always be improved.
Darnell Nurse, obviously a youngster that, hopeful for a real good upside, took some strides. How's his camp been?
He's had a real good camp. He's smoothing out his game. We were able to put him in a position last year where he didn't have heavy minutes. And he was able to, smooth out his game management, his soft skills, and I really like where his game's going.
Right.
Just a quick comment on Strome. Have you seen enough in training camp that says I'm getting what I thought I was getting when I traded for him for Eberle?
Yeah. He had one bad stretch there in the period, and in the sense that he wasn't making plays. and that became a story. But I understand that. He's been good. He's a very smart player. He's shoots the puck well. I've been satisfied with him.
Peter, you mentioned Andrei Sekera a couple of moments ago, and he's out with the injury till, I want to say, around Christmas time, I believe is a belief. There's sort of been this running conversation the past couple of seasons from Oilers observers, which revolves around, why isn't he getting Connor McDavid the puck? Why isn't he getting Connor open chances, power play, 5-on-5? Did that conversation ever enter your office at all?
No, I'm not aware of that conversation. I think in general, people wanted Connor to have the puck. So right. I think every other day it might be another player. But I'm not aware of that conversation.
Doesn't he have the puck all? When I watch games, he's got the puck all the time.
Yeah, he does. But I think what happens is
he's got it too much.
In 9 times in a game when he gets it deep in his zone, maybe the 10th time he doesn't, and maybe that sparks that. But I'm not aware of that. No, Andre had a terrific year last year, and we're going to miss him.
Peter, just to kind of revisit a little bit the signing of McDavid and Draisaitl and that decision, and you know, with the cap being where it is right now, and I think it's what, 73, 74,
75.
Listen, if the league grows revenues and the league and the players do their jobs of continuing to grow it, it's a non-issue if the cap moves up. But if it doesn't, how tricky is it going to be for the Oilers the next few years?
Well, we projected on a flat cap, Nick, with these two signings. So it won't be without its challenges, but we feel we can, you know, again, we're going to have to make some hard decisions if it's a flat cap. But we're prepared to do it, and we're prepared to fill it with different players.
And seriously,
it won't be without its challenges, though.
Problem, Nick?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to be Pete Chiarelli with Connor McDavid as a problem?
Yeah, no one's ever asked me that.
Well, on that, we'll let you go.
It's all about a flat cap and how we're going to deal with it. So, yeah. But we'll be fine.
Everybody would like to have your problems. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's one of the most exciting teams in the NHL to watch. Peter, best of luck this year. Expectations are high, and we'll show you and your squad will certainly meet them, if not exceed them. Thanks
for
doing this.
All the best, Pete.
Thanks, guys.